Beyond the Sermon, Episode 4.
All right, here we are live once again from the Batcave in North River Church.
The infamous Batcave.
Podcast heaven. Here we are. We are ready to roll again. Another episode of Beyond the Sermon. Of course, I guess we could call this one Beyond the Sermonette.
That's right.
That's right. We had a family worship service on Sunday, so our kids, 3 years old and up, were in the service with us, and typically they're not, and I typically preach for 30-ish minutes, 40.
Yeah.
Depends on how things are going.
You're right in that sweet spot, 35.
That's it. So, but they were in with us, and so we kept our sermon down to about 10 minutes or so. Was it 10 minutes?
Yeah, the podcast sermon was 15 minutes, but that included a little bit of beginning and ending. So
good
yeah.
deal. So right. So we cut it down a little bit. So if you'd like to listen to that, you can always log on to iTunes or go to our website and check that out.
I heard you received extremely high praise yesterday.
You know, I had somebody mention to me yesterday, they said, you know, Pastor, I think that's the best sermon you've preached. I was like, really? They said, yeah, it was really short.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
You got to be careful of those short sermons, man. People are going to grow to expect that.
Hey, my very first sermon that I preached, God called me to ministry when I was 14. And I came home and I told my pastor that I thought God had called me to ministry. I'd been away at a camp, and he said, "That's great. You're preaching Sunday night."
Nice.
Isn't that awesome? So at 14, I preached my first sermon, and I actually preached it during the service twice.
Nice.
And it was 6 minutes.
That's amazing.
So, which means it was 3 minutes total.
Right.
I just preached it twice,
and I had
an old guy come up to me after the service, who typically fell asleep during the pastor's sermons.
You're right.
But he came up, he put his arm around me, and he said, "Son, I just want you to know, never heard anybody complain about a short sermon."
True, right?
So this past Sunday was short. This coming Sunday may not be short.
You can make up for it.
So pack a lunch, baby.
Pack a lunch.
It'll be good. It'll be good. So,
oh, man.
Well, so how's it going, man? You doing good?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so Pastor Michael Kennedy here, lead pastor at North River Church, sitting with our illustrious and got a haircut, man.
Yeah, come on.
Pastor Scott Curlin.
Somebody told me yesterday it was my Florida cut.
Florida cut.
Yeah,
I didn't know
that was a thing. But
Did you show him the comb over?
I did.
That's not funny.
I can rock a comb over, man. Trump's got nothing on me.
I love it. So Scott's motto will be "Make hair great again." So,
yes,
we'll do that. So good week though so far.
Good week.
Yeah.
Good week.
Heard you ate at Chili's today for lunch.
Oh man, awesome.
Hey,
one of my favorites.
There you go. We ate at PJ's today, so a little sandwich shop here.
Nice.
You know it's legit when the key to the bathroom is attached to a spoon and you got to go outside.
That's right, man.
So welcome to Parrish.
Doesn't get any better than that.
That's good, man. So, we're doing good. We moved into a new house last week.
Right.
Yeah, so we have survived the move process.
You did some serious painting, man.
Man, we really did. So,
Pastor Michael here taught me how to cut a room, if you will, hold the brush correctly.
That's it. Absolutely. That's right.
It was good.
So we had a good time.
Now I can't tell Megan that I don't know how to paint.
That's it. That's it. So, has anybody guessed what her nickname is?
I don't think so, or at least not guessed correctly.
Not yet, Megan. I hope you're listening. So
probably not.
That'll be good.
Almost
she's probably
chance.
She listened last week though
she
for
did.
The first time.
She actually
though
did.
She did say you went way too long. You
yes,
cut
she
this
did.
Thing off. It's
she
crazy.
Did.
So
she's the people's advocate. She's here for you.
That's it. So speaking of people listening to the podcast,
right.
You know, we originally talked about only having just a handful of people, but
that's right.
We went back and looked at the stats,
and
we found that we had a little over 50 downloads.
That's awesome.
This past week. So
makes me a little bit nervous about what comes out of my mouth.
You
right
never
now.
Know, right? So, and here's the coolest thing about it: we had downloads from people all the way in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, Canada. Right?
Yes.
So excited to welcome our Canadian brethren who are listening to the Beyond the Sermon podcast.
There you go.
So it's actually 20% of the downloads came from Canada.
So one person out of five? That's
yeah.
Not bad.
Isn't that awesome?
That's not bad.
So,
we have one
so
person
good.
From Canada.
So listen, if you are from Canada and you listen to the podcast, the first one of you that sends me an email with your address, I will send you my very own book called Parent Driven Discipleship.
Nice.
I'll mail it to you. I'll even autograph it for you if you would like.
Nice. So, check that out.
Send me an email, michael@gonorthriver.org, and I'll be sure to get that out to you.
That's pretty cool.
Canadian listeners to be on the sermon. How about
that? That's amazing. You know, I will say the best meal I've ever had at Disney World was at Canada in Epcot.
The filet.
Unbelievable.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable.
I'm with you. So
we love you, Canadians.
Absolutely. Woo. Send us some filets.
Some good music there as well in Canada, Epcot.
That's awesome.
Very good music.
That's good. So yesterday we had our family worship service, and we do that on the Sundays where we have a fifth Sunday of the month.
Right.
So we have scheduled our kids workers and things like that through the first four Sundays of the month, and it's typically hard to get workers on the fifth Sunday.
That's right.
I'm not sure why that is. They go to Disney.
That's probably what it is.
But we like to give them a break, and so we bring most of our kids in with us outside of our nursery age kids. How'd you think it went, man? First time.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It really was. Great morning. I will say I've never seen so many people do Father Abraham at one time.
Yes.
That was pretty phenomenal.
And that's exactly right. People were sweating during the service,
great.
Man.
It was not good. Just me. I wasn't the only
that's
one sweating.
So. Not just you. So
I thought it was a great day.
It was. It was absolutely. A good day. We believe that worship for our kids is caught more than it's taught.
Yeah,
and so our kids, they got a chance to watch their mom and dad and other adults and grandparents worship. And so it was a great day, man. The band put together a,
yes.
a kids medley.
We did some throwbacks.
I love it.
Every
big,
move
big
I
house.
Made, big,
yeah.
big house, man.
Man,
20 years ago.
That's awesome.
Father Abraham.
I love it. So
I guess Father Abraham was probably the oldest song in that medley. I don't know when that came about.
That's right.
But,
that's good.
And then we did Tell the World.
Tell
not,
the World.
Not that old of a song.
That's right.
But a great song for children especially. So
that's cool,
yeah,
man.
That's good.
That's exciting. The kids had a blast too, and they got to go home with some candy.
Oh,
so
can't go wrong with a Twizzler, man.
That's it, Twizzler time. So we had a great time with the kids, and I hope had a lot of comments from folks that said they enjoyed the service.
That's great.
And
I thought Pat and Alicia did a great job.
Yeah, man, they're phenomenal.
Oh, it was just great.
Pat's hair was kicking too.
That
man.
Was awesome.
I like that. So there's some pictures on the Facebook page.
Yes,
if you need to look that up. You can see Papa. We call him Papa P.
Papa
Pat's hair, and so he's good to go, man. So so we had a great great morning, and we talked about God's love for us and that he demonstrated his love by sending his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And we got our kids engaged in that and, mm-hmm. and talked through that, talked about what it means to believe, to have faith and trust, put our trust in Jesus for salvation. So mm-hmm. I think a good thing to talk about at this point is our kids and our responsibility as parents to transfer the faith from one generation to the next.
Right.
Something that that certainly we're passionate about. The book I had mentioned earlier, Parent Driven Discipleship, shameless book plug. Yeah,
I need a sound effect for that.
That's it. You got to pull that one out. So
yes.
you can go on Amazon and search that out, Parent Driven Discipleship, and all of the royalties that I get from that go to Feed Hungry Children.
Nice.
Mine.
Yours. Well
so
played.
That's it. So you can check that out. But I do talk in there about the role that Scripture says parents should play in discipling their kids. And I think yesterday just put a feet to that concept and that idea as we invited our kids in with us and worship together. So excited about seeing many of our kids trust in Jesus for salvation and take the step of being baptized, and to see parents engage with their kids, and so that's an encouraging thing and something we're passionate about here at North River Church. And speaking of families and discipleship and those kind of things, next week,
right?
Guess who's going to be here?
I'm excited, man.
Pastor Adam.
Pastor Adam.
The man who will come in a walker probably Sunday morning, the veteran of the staff. So
yeah.
Pastor Adam, they are moving down. They'll be here tomorrow in the big city of Parrish, and so we will welcome them with open arms and with canes and wheelchairs. And
word on the street
like that
is that little Megan Curlin is making cookies for them.
Ooh.
So I'm pretty excited because that means I'll get some cookie dough.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Can I help you deliver those
Absolutely.
Cookies?
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. So That'll be good. So, Megan, if you're listening, cookies next Monday for
there
Beyond the
go.
Sermon, if you
Absolutely.
Would. That's it. Speaking of that, we are chowing down, or at least I'm chowing down. Scott's on a diet. But
well,
after you went to Chili's,
I was gonna
you got
say.
On a diet. So, I'm chowing down on Halloween candy corn, and it is amazing. So whoever
gotta
brought
love,
that, I don't even remember. It was for Pastor Appreciation.
It
wasn't
was.
It? Good night.
What a month.
So it's been good.
It's been
hey,
good.
It's it'd be too late tomorrow, won't it?
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
So if you missed out, come to my house tonight.
There you go.
So we had a great time in worship Sunday morning, and excited about the next time that rolls around. Mm-hmm. I'll be ready, man. So
it's great.
Be great. Let's see here. We move right into our current events. Some things that are going on in our culture and our world, and couldn't help but realize we are recording on Halloween.
Halloween, that's right.
All right, bud. So we're doing that, and you're dressed up.
I am. I'm dressed up today as Captain Redbeard.
Captain Redbeard.
Captain, so. You were dressed up yesterday.
I was dressed up. Unfortunately, I was dressed up as a Florida Gator fan, which, you know, I'll just be completely
scary.
Honest. That was very scary. I'm still a little bit scarred by that.
Oh,
so there are pictures floating around on the World Wide Web, which I'm not happy about.
Yes.
So for those of you who are Florida fans, God forgives, and
that's right.
And you can get
there's
saved.
Hope,
so
hope for
so that's right. I had a good friend of mine who's a pastor send me something on Facebook and said, you know, prior to seeing you wear that, I didn't think people could lose their salvation. But I'm questioning now whether
amazing.
Or not that that may happen. So
you know, speaking of Halloween costumes today, a couple in our church, Matt and Aaron Berg. Did you see their costume?
That
today?
Was amazing.
Classic.
Yeah, so
classic.
Search Matt Berg. Matt Berg
oh my
is a realtor and a great, well, let's be honest, he's all right, but
he's
Aaron's
right.
the best.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Aaron's a great person. But yeah, you ought to check out their
classic.
Their costume that they had on. So.
My wife may not have appreciated it as much as some people, given
yeah.
the Alabama Roll Tide shout out they gave.
That's it.
But
so
you got to see it. You got to see it.
It would be worth looking at. So just look them up. And if you need to buy or sell a house,
that's right.
Shameless plug for Matt Berg right
yeah,
here.
I'm working on a sound effect.
You got to work on
that.
So. That's awesome. So we and Matt listens to the podcast when he walks, is what he told me.
Nice.
So 5 mile walk a day, Matt.
Don't
so
trip,
if you're
man. Don't
if
trip.
You're walking, know that we have plugged you for
That's
a realtor
right.
here in the parish area. So
it,
so back to Halloween, bud. Are
yeah.
You trick or treating tonight?
We are. We're going to start in Chelsea Oaks.
Okay.
Get as much candy as possible.
Yeah.
Then go across the street to River Plantation.
There
is that
you
called?
Go.
Plantation?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna hit two neighborhoods.
Awesome.
It's gonna be fun.
That's cool, man.
It's gonna be
so,
fun.
So now tell the truth. This is moment of honesty here
All right.
before the pastor confession time.
Oh no.
When your kids come home with candy,
yes,
and they go to bed Halloween night,
oh man,
do you stay up and eat candy?
I'll be honest with you, I don't even wait until they're in bed.
Candy time!
I'm all in, man.
That's awesome.
I look for the chocolate, especially white chocolate. Oh man,
yes,
I'm all in.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you happen to hear it before Halloween, or just for reference for next Halloween, if you're gonna give out a tract about Jesus
oh, no.
at Halloween, which I've been to houses that have done that.
Right.
Nothing wrong with
That's
that
right.
if you want to give out a tract. But to give out a tract, it is requirement that you get out a king-size candy bar.
Oh,
with
there
it.
You go.
Yeah,
right.
Don't skimp on the candy.
Right.
Don't hand out an apple
This is
and
like
a tract.
People that don't tip in restaurants and just leave a tract.
Exactly.
I mean, that's,
yes.
That doesn't
or
really
the tract
work
that
so well.
Looks like
oh, that's the worst.
$20 bill.
That's
you know
the
what
worst,
I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you open it up and
yeah.
it says, you thought you were getting money,
yeah, get
but I'll give you
better.
Something
yeah.
even better, right?
Yeah, if you're giving a tract at a restaurant, you got to give a really good tip.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it just, yeah, it doesn't.
Do you know,
so well.
I've talked to folks who are waiters and waitresses at restaurants. You know the time they say they hate working the
yeah.
most? church.
That's right. Sunday afternoon.
Right after church on Sunday. Bad. Sunday lunch.
That's sad,
because
man.
Christians don't tip and they're rude.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
That's really terrible.
So listen to me, all of you who are out there in podcast land, listening to this podcast land. So if you're going to go to a restaurant on a Sunday afternoon after church,
that's right,
please tip well. And don't be a jerk.
That's right.
Is that good?
Yeah, absolutely.
Public service announcement right there.
Absolutely.
So we got that covered.
Needed.
So Halloween. Now let's put all this out there. Some folks, some Christians, really have a hard time with Halloween because it is the devil's holiday, right?
That's right.
Let me just say this, and this is my perspective. Historically, North River Church has had usually on the Sunday either before or after Halloween, we've done a harvest festival or a fall festival,
right,
or something like that. We didn't do that this year, simply because there was crazy stuff going on at the church, and we just didn't have the time to pull that together. We will plan on that for next year. But let me say this, just for us as believers, as we're thinking about living missionally, living with the idea of reaching people for Jesus, think about this. When is the one day a year when people who don't know Jesus come and knock on your door?
That's right.
Halloween,
amazing,
right?
Yeah.
People that don't know Jesus come to your house,
right,
and show up because they want candy.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always said, give out the best candy.
That's right.
And tell them about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Invite them to church.
That's right.
So that's what we'll be doing tonight. We've got a couple of families coming over. We're going to eat dinner and...
Nice.
We will trick-or-treat, and then we'll hang out at our house and hand out candy. So I spent some jack on candy this
nice.
Year.
Nice.
Absolutely. So if you want good candy,
that's awesome.
Come to our new house.
So. Yeah, Addie is dressed up as Ariel this year.
Sweet.
And Gibson's Flounder.
Yeah.
So naturally, I thought I should be King Triton.
Ah.
But that would require me to go shirtless. Megan wasn't quite on board with that.
Man.
So.
That'd be pretty amazing.
That would never
right
happen,
there.
By the way. That's simply a joke.
So in the Bible, you identify most with Esau, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Hairy man. Yes,
oh,
I like it.
Absolutely.
I like it. So.
Yeah, I actually said I could get like a flesh-colored t-shirt, just draw some abs on there.
There you go.
Come on, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, I like that.
Dye the beard white,
I like that.
You know?
So if you happen to see Pastor Scott out trick-or-treating and he looks like he doesn't have a shirt on, we'll exercise church discipline later on that. So
you know, today is also Reformation Day as
Reformation
well.
Day, yes.
And, I cheated. I actually Googled earlier just
Did
to
you?
See. I knew
you
we
wanted
were coming
to see
up.
It. Yeah.
Next year is the 500.
Next year is 500.
500. Yep. I knew it was coming up. So,
yeah. So
pretty cool.
Have you seen the meme of Martin Luther? Of course, Reformation Day is in celebration of when Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the door in Wittenberg. And so have you seen the meme that has a picture of him as he's nailing, and the caption says, "Nailed it"?
No way. Oh, that's great.
Isn't that great?
I have not seen that.
So yeah, if you don't know about Reformation Day, I'd just say look it up and check it out. It was one man. It really was one man's... reaction to unbiblical practices in the Roman Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
and so that is what led us to celebrate Reformation Day and look at some of those things. So
that's cool.
Guy nailed it.
He nailed it.
He
man.
Nailed it.
He
yeah,
nailed
absolutely.
It.
So Bud, hope you have a wonderful Halloween. Hope your kids get a lot of candy.
Thanks,
and,
sir.
And I, along with you, will be eating candy tonight,
yes.
enjoying the fruit of our kids' labor.
That's right.
You know
man.
What I mean? So that's somebody told me one time that's the reason that you have kids.
There you go, man.
For Halloween.
Who so. Is it? Jimmy Kimmel that does the bit every year about stealing his kids?
It is. It is. I've seen that.
Oh, that's classic.
That's awesome.
I'm assuming he'll do it again this year.
I'm sure he will too. Yeah.
That's the only thing I know of him, but it's phenomenal.
Be worth checking out. That's good.
Yes.
That's good. So Halloween, that's coming up this evening. So if you're listening and it's after Halloween, you really don't care about Halloween.
Right. Yeah, seriously.
So we'll move on from that. So got some political developments on the political front.
Right.
We are, I think it's 10 days away from Election Tuesday. So we're getting close, and word came out from FBI Director James Comey that they were reopening the investigation of Hillary's emails.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Crazy. You could not have scripted this any crazier
I'm
than
telling
it is,
you,
man.
Isn't it? So, amazing. So it's unbelievably sad that we're sitting in this spot. So,
yeah.
But again, if you're a political junkie like me, you know that things like this happen. They call it the October surprise.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
Trump's October surprise was the revelation of what he said on videotape about, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary's October surprise is the emails coming back under investigation again. So,
What amazes me, too, are, you know, so many people are voting ahead of time, obviously.
Yeah,
early voting, which is great.
Yeah.
But, you know, you kind of go voting not knowing what might happen in the next week, two, three, four. I mean, that's pretty wild. You can't really change your vote at that point, I guess.
Yeah, so, no, absolutely. You can't do that.
And man.
It's... I wonder, is it possible, you know how in the game of golf, you have a mulligan? You reckon we can have an election mulligan?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, right? Might as well, right?
Yeah, it should be possible.
Yeah, let's finish November November the 8th or whatever day it is and figure out who gets in the White House and then call for a mulligan.
That's right.
Can we do that?
We were just kidding.
Yeah, that's right. So,
just a big prank.
You know, it really is interesting when you think about the very real possibility. Now, it could be that that Director Comey and the investigation comes back with the same thing it came back last time,
mm-hmm.
no charges filed or anything like that. But it is possible that that Hillary Clinton, as president-elect, if she happens to win on Election Day, that she could be under indictment in the next year or so. It'll take a while for something like this to pan out. So.
Right.
Here's the interesting fact. You know, her husband was impeached for perjury when he was president. He wasn't removed from office, but he was impeached. You cannot be impeached as president for something you did prior to becoming president.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how all that works out, but constitutional and legal scholars are working that out right now.
Presidential double jeopardy, that's what we
That's it, yeah. That's it.
Amazing.
So that's what's going on. We'll have some more conversation, I'm sure, in the next couple of weeks about that. I'm interested to hear what Pastor Adam has to say. So
yeah.
We'll throw him on the spot.
There you go. Just, oh, my goodness.
So who are you voting for, Adam? Right?
Yeah.
So,
then
he can make half the people mad in podcast land out
That's
there.
Right.
So,
That's right.
So we'll be good. Let's see. What else do we have coming up, Scott?
Hey, Cubby's won.
Cubby's won.
Cubby's
yeah.
Are,
you know, I haven't...
They're trying to get back in it, man.
I hadn't really thought. So what's that bring it to now?
So 3-2 Indians.
Mm.
And
okay.
So yeah, of course, you know, it's going back to Cleveland. So
going back to the
it's gonna get interesting.
Yeah, you think LeBron's gonna show up?
I mean, I don't see why not, right?
Yeah,
I mean, he should.
Absolutely.
He'd
be close by. So so that's good. So the Cubbies are still hanging in.
They're trying,
and gotta win four, right?
That's right.
So they need to win tonight.
Yeah. They can't lose or else they're done.
Yeah. So we got that. We have just, for our church specifically, our community at least, the Parish Arts Festival.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Saturday.
The band is actually playing around noon.
Yeah.
Just about a 30-minute set.
Okay.
And really, really excited about it. We'll have a little booth there just to kind of, you know, represent the church and the community and
awesome.
Have some fun. And really looking forward to it. So.
That's good, man. That's exciting.
A lot of
exciting.
Live music, some food, you know.
Cool.
Just a good time. So.
Yeah.
And it's here at the, what is the Railroad Museum called? I don't even know. Train Museum. I don't know what that's called. So.
You can't miss it if you drive through downtown Parish.
That's right.
So
that's right. I'm excited, man.
It's the only train in Parish.
There you go. Right? That's right.
So make sure you come out to that on Saturday. Be a fun time.
Yeah.
You know what you're playing?
Song-wise?
Yeah.
Pretty much anything fast we've done over the past 5 weeks.
Sweet. I like it.
We're
going
to try
like
to keep it upbeat, just keep it fun and celebratory.
That's good,
and,
man.
And it'll be a lot of fun.
So. I hear you may be channeling your inner Chris Stapleton. Is that true?
Oh, come on, man.
Pull it out,
I wish, right?
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Only if you do the Justin Timberlake part. You know?
Listen,
yeah.
I can do it.
Come on, man.
I can go high. So
yes.
We can do it. That'd be good.
Amazing.
So Parish Arts Festival this Saturday, and then we're leading up to Tailgate Sunday. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. I hear word on the street is that there may be a mechanical bull that shows up.
No way.
I'm telling you, man. So that is so if you want to ride the bull on that Sunday, it'll be November the 13th, immediately following service. So cool. We'll have hot dogs and hamburgers for those who may have forgotten to bring something.
Well, there you go.
Typical tailgate, you need to bring your own food.
Nice.
You need to bring your grills and desserts and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We'll have a blast.
Sounds
amazing. Someone needs to bring chicken wings because I love chicken wings.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
We need to have like a grand prize for the bull, you know, the mechanical
that
bull.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
What if we get a golden plunger?
Oh, yes.
Can we pass out? If you stay on the bull long enough, we will give you a golden plunger.
Hey, that's amazing.
So, or... we'll come up with something.
There you
That'll
go.
Be good.
There
That'll be
go.
Good. So, and there very well may be a climbing wall there, too.
Oh,
that's
nice.
What I hear. Bounce house.
I don't do so well with the climbing walls.
Yeah.
I don't.
We may have a cornhole tournament.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have baptism that day
it's
as well.
Be, oh, it's going to be
which
great.
I'm excited because we're baptizing people in a trough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's November in Florida, which means it could be 98 degrees.
That's right.
Or it could be 68 degrees.
Oh, man.
We're not sure yet. I'm secretly hoping because Andrew Damon, if you're listening, we're
going
to be baptizing Andrew that day, and I hope it's 68.
Absolutely,
I do.
That's
so I want to see him. cold.
Andrew's a man's man. I have a feeling he wouldn't even grimace, man.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't. So that's good. So we got a tailgate Sunday coming up. So church family, be ready for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And how about next Sunday, bud? What's going on worship-wise?
Yeah, man, I'm excited. We're doing a couple songs that we have done recently, but you know, doing some that aren't too new, like "On My Fountains." You know, doing some Revelation song.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I'm excited, man. It's going to be a great day.
Cool. So what you're saying is you really have no idea what you're doing next Sunday.
No. Yeah, we're doing some throwbacks.
Hey, it's just Monday, man.
I know,
it's
right?
Just Monday.
Your
you're
grace
good.
Is enough.
You
it's
got
another
time.
Throwback.
Okay, there
well,
you
we're
go.
Doing the Crowder version. I have to look it up or I won't remember. The Crowder version of "All Creatures of Our God and King," which,
nice.
You know, it's been around a while. Well, the song's been around forever.
Yeah.
But his version has been around a while, and it's just a really awesome setting of a great hymn.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah.
David Crowder's the man.
Oh, he's awesome. Megan can't stand him, but I love
oh,
him.
Oh, really?
Oh, she can't stand him.
Not a fan, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love him.
She's super
talented.
Yeah, she doesn't like Jesus either.
That's right. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know,
so,
I'm trying to get her saved, man. It takes time, you know.
That's it. Get her converted. So, next Sunday will be good, and we'll look at Romans chapter 13. Whoo!
Nice.
That's a beast. So talking about the role of government. And our
oh,
role
right.
as believers,
yeah.
So
taking a little break from Thessalonians, and,
yeah, we are. So
exciting,
so we'll be diving into you to that, knowing that the Tuesday after this coming Sunday is Election Tuesday, bud.
Amazing.
So we're moving in that direction. So
man, oh man. So you're saying finally after that day, I can get back on Facebook. That's what you're saying.
yes, and I will say
I'm partially kidding.
I'm tired of listening and reading Facebook at this point.
Yeah.
You know? So listen, if you post on Facebook about politics, people don't like you.
Yeah.
I'm just being
honest. Let's get real. Yeah.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but just know that. People,
it's okay to talk about it on a podcast. You just can't post about it on Facebook.
That's exactly right. Because on the podcast, nobody can say anything
to
you except in the aftermath.
That's right.
You know?
That's
so
right.
You deal with
We're
it.
We're not starting any arguments
that's
here.
It.
Yeah.
That's good. So, you know what I completely forgot about?
What's that?
Current event.
Yeah?
Starts tomorrow. No Shave November.
No Shave November.
Yeah, man. We got to do that. So
nice.
All the guys in the church want to encourage you, participate in No Shave November. Now, ladies, No Shave November doesn't apply to you, okay?
Oh,
you cannot
goodness.
Participate. But all the guys out there,
that's good.
Even if all you have is peach fuzz on your face,
yes.
you need to be a part
that's
of
amazing.
No Shave November. So
I told old Bradley Hume I liked his beard, man. He said it took him like 3 months to grow it out.
So. Oh, man. It's like three chin hairs that were sticking down. Yeah,
Eric's the opposite, man.
I
promise he grew his beard out, full beard, in like 7 days.
Yeah.
I mean,
looks like he's got a squirrel on his face, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's good. So No Shave November, guys. Jump on board. It's real. It's legit. So
yeah,
that'd be good. Hey, man, I don't have anything else. Do you?
You know, we could make up the difference from the last podcast and call it a day.
We went a little long, so I'm showing we've got about 40 seconds or so till 30 minutes. So
nice.
We could just kill some time.
The producers, stretch it out. Yeah. Stretch.
That's it. This podcast has been brought to you by...
We got to get a commercial break.
Yeah.
That's what we need. We need some sponsors.
We do. If you'd like to sponsor us, we don't mind at all getting you on.
PJ Sandwich?
PJ's. Come on. Yep, we can do that. Peaches. Oh man, I could eat peaches every day. So peaches would be good, and we'd love to get you plugged in.
So I was really stoked last week. Buffalo, is it Buffalo Creek Middle School? Is that the name of the school?
Yeah, uh-huh.
They're doing a little saver, $10 saver card. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen that.
I was so pumped, man.
You got it.
Oh, I went ahead and got it, and I couldn't be happier. I mean,
that's awesome.
Free chips and salsa at Chili's. Come
on. Ooh, yeah, that's legit.
You can't beat that, you know?
Yeah, no, that's very good. So good stuff. Well, we're glad you joined us on another episode of Beyond the Sermon.
Absolutely.
And as always, we'd love for you to log on to iTunes or wherever you listen to this and leave us an honest 5-star review.
We're looking at you, Canada.
Yeah. Oh, Canada. So we'll catch you next week. It should be a good discussion.
Absolutely.
Peace out.
Let's go trick-or-treat.
Do it.